Coach, I'm talking with Sane yesterday that he thinks Mason's one of the most underrated players there are in the NFL. I mean, how do you view him?
I think the same thing. You know, the guy consistently, you know, puts up big numbers every year. And, you know, when he retired this year, you see how the lengths they went to get him back. So, I mean, obviously he means a lot to that team.
Why do you think he is so underrated? I mean, his numbers are always good. I mean, is it just because he doesn't have the flash of a T.O. or those guys who make headlines?
I'm sure that's got a lot to do with it. I mean, he didn't ask for the attention, but he's constantly productive. And that's all you can ask for. And it's funny because everybody in the league knows about him and how good he is. But, you know, if he's not drawing that kind of attention, nobody outside the locker room really knows.
It truly is a different offense for Baltimore. We're used to them not being particularly potent, but with Flacco, they're pretty darn good offense.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of confidence in him, and for good reason, because he can throw the ball. He can make any throw. I mean, he's still young, but he's slinging the ball out there like, you know, he's a 10-year vet. So,
basically, during the course of your career, Baltimore's pretty much been the gold standard of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
What have you admired the most or been impressed the most with them over that length of period?
Well, I mean, other than what you said, their consistency, you know, and, you know, they've always had good leaders. I mean, Ray Lewis has always been one of the best leaders in football, and on any team, I think he can run any defense. But then you got Ed Reed, the constant playmaker, and they got a lot of talent. I mean, you got to have talent to win, but you got guys out there really pushing to be perfect. I mean, you're going to get good results.
I mean, I know talent makes a great defense, but in terms of execution, what's the difference between a good defense and a great defense?
Well, when you talk about execution, you got to do it on a consistent basis. And, you know, everybody has to be on the same page. And I think that's, you know, why we've been successful our first six games is because we've been on the same page. You know, once things go crazy and people start doing their own thing, that's when things get bad, and you can't be selfish in any defense.
Why do you think you've been on the same page as well as you have? I mean, and we've talked about study and how your group, but I mean, coordinating between the front and the linebackers and you guys and how quickly this has come.
I think just preparation. You know, we practice like it's a game. You know, we just know how to prepare, and I think, you know, you win the game during the week. You don't win it on Sunday. You know, if you don't go in there with the right mindset, in the right preparation, you're going to lose.
In any sport, on the offensive side, they talk about sharing the ball or spreading the ball around and being unselfish that way. You just mentioned unselfish on defense, and that's mm-hmm. not the way people often think.
Yeah.
How does unselfishness manifest itself on defense?
Well, to give you an example, like if you got a blitz, I mean, there's a guy, two guys blitzing off the edge and one blocker. One guy has to go inside, one has to go out. The other guy might could beat him outside, but that's not how it's designed. I mean, you can't be selfish and try to get your sack. You got to give up your body to let the other guy get the sack. So, I mean, that's one good example.
And everybody knows money and sacks are where the money is. So.
Yeah, yeah. So some guys get a little hungry and want that sack for themselves, but not around here.
How is this defense in terms of playing within it where one guy isn't the featured person? It's not a defensive end who gets all the stuff. I mean, you guys have really spread it around in terms of blitzing opportunities, that kind of thing. I mean, I know Elvis is getting all the sacks. But
except for Elvis.
Obviously, talent's going to overcome a lot of that. I mean, Elvis, I mean, four-man rush, five-man rush, he's going to be back there because he has that talent. But, you know, the way we've designed our blitzes, yeah, a lot of different people come. So you never know where it's coming from. So, you know, it's going to get spread around a little bit.
But you think that unselfishness comes from that a little bit? Because the coaches, each week you look at it and you say, okay, this is my week. I'm going to be the guy coming. Next week it might be somebody else.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you don't want to do the same thing all the time. You know, that's where you're going to be unsuccessful, you know, predictable. You know, you don't want to be that.
A little bit about being the Broncos' Walter Payton Man of the Year. Again.
Oh. it kind of surprised me with that one because I won it last year, but, you know, I didn't expect to win it again. But it's a great honor. I pretty much represent a lot of the guys in this locker room that do a lot of great things in the community. And, you know, that's one thing I pride myself on is giving back. And, you know, hopefully that rubs off on a lot of guys in the locker room around the league and people in the community.
It has to feel pretty good to know people view you with that kind of respect.
Yeah, I mean, it does, you know, because I don't really see myself that way. I do what I think I'm supposed to do. And, you know, a lot of people don't feel that way, but, you know, that's just the way I was raised.
Mark mentioned through the years, you know, you look at the Baltimore defense. When you look at their offense through the years, you think Jamal Lewis and quarterbacks who were in there to not make mistakes and maybe make a play on third down. How surprising was it to turn on the film this week and see what this offense is doing?
It hasn't been surprising this week, but, you know, this year I've never seen them throw the ball around as much as they have. And, you know, that makes them dangerous, because if they can put up those points real quick with a big passing game, it makes it hard because their defense is so good.
Did Flacco's poise surprise you, given how, you know, he hasn't had that much experience?
Well, being successful in his rookie season, you know, I expected that from him. So, you know, I know he's grown a little bit, and he's definitely got better, more confident. So I expect him to do good things.
Does an elite defense need a strong, dynamic voice like a Ray Lewis or a Brian Dawkins?
I don't think you actually need it, but it definitely helps. I mean, you need that. I mean, you need some kind of presence, whether it's loud or not. But you need some leaders, and, because, you know, the coaches can only say so much. You got to carry over to the guys on the field.
A guy like Brian Dawkins, what does he bring?
A constant leader. I mean, he's always reminding us of what we need to do, you know, to be successful. Whether it's this play, you know, the next play, or whatever it is, he just knows what it takes. And, you know, he believes in everybody in this locker room, and I think that's the first part of being a leader, believing the guys beside you.
Is he your Ray Lewis?
No, he's our Brian Dawkins.